how far to go? Elisa Brady, Fox News. That's part of the question facing a U.S. Supreme Court that sounds divided on the extent of criminal immunity for former presidents.
The case in front of the court is specific to an immunity claim made by former President Trump, but justices know a ruling could extend much further.
We're writing a rule for the ages.
Justice Neil Gorsuch questioned Justice Department Attorney Michael Dreeben about the potential for abuse from federal prosecutors for political motives.
For the most part, I believe that the legal regime and the constitutional regime that we have works, and to alter it poses more risks.
Justices also wrestled with the differences in official acts a president does as part of his job and personal or private actions.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. There's no timetable set for the court's decision. The former president visits a construction site today after President Biden picked up the endorsement of a building trades union group.
The former president was out here in Midtown Manhattan early this morning, greeting and speaking with local union members, construction workers, and a group of supporters. His campaign tells me that the visit was meant to highlight how working men and women across the country, including in the Big Apple, have suffered under the so-called Bidenomics plan.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, the former president later heading back to court as a New York trial continues on charges of falsifying business records. President Biden is in Syracuse, New York.
My Investing in America agenda has attracted more than $825 billion.
Adding to that, Micron's plan to build computer chip factories with a $6 billion federal boost. New York's highest court overturns the rape conviction of ex-movie producer Harvey Weinstein. Actress Ashley Judd, one of his accusers.
This today is an act of institutional betrayal.
Today's ruling says the judge should not have allowed testimony from accusers who weren't part of the charges. Weinstein remains in prison, though, for a rape conviction in California. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The former president loses his bid for a new trial in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case.
U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan denied the former president's appeal, filed based on complaints the awards to Carroll were excessive and the court made errors by leaving out evidence and by how it instructed the jury. In January, a federal jury decided Carroll's reputation was injured by the former president, awarding her $18.3 million in compensatory damages and $65 million in punitive damages.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the judge declaring the appeal without merit in part, he says, because of the former president's criticism of Carroll and how widely those attacks were spread. Haiti's prime minister clears the way for a new government to form by resigning after months of deadly gang violence. The remaining cabinet picking the finance minister to be interim prime minister, but a transitional council is expected to pick its own interim prime minister. A surge in 911 calls leads to extended wait times in Atlanta, but emergency services officials say it's largely due to calls for non-emergencies.
When the craving for spicy wings hits, it might feel urgent, but it's not exactly a 911-worthy situation. One woman in Atlanta would beg to differ, though. According to police, she recently dialed the emergency line to place an order.
I'm on the street. I was wondering if somebody could order me some hot wings.
Hey, that's not what 911 does.
City officials report that of the 1.3 million calls received by 911 in 2023, only 45,000 were genuine emergencies, and just 900 of those involved shootings or stabbings. Residents are encouraged to think twice before dialing 911. that non-emergencies be directed to 311 instead.
Fox's Matt Murphy. Stocks remain lower an hour to the close. The Dow's down 382. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.